Retired professors from Mexico recently came to Arizona's two biggest cities to introduce people to a pre-Hispanic computer used by the Olmecs, Mayans, and Aztecs. The counting tool was lost for centuries, and now a local teacher wants to use it in math classes. From the Fronteras desk in Phoenix, KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports.
Uno, one, dos, tres,
the professor shows her audience how to count the plastic corn kernels on a large nepowaltzintzin. This device was invented by Mesoamericans. It does basic addition and can solve differential equations. Knowing how to use one turned deadly after the Spanish showed up and decided to destroy native culture. Now teacher Sharon Stefan is in this packed workshop to learn how a nepowaltzintzin works.
I'm actually really excited to be able to use this in my math classes.
Stefan has two specific classes in mind. One is how to teach math for elementary school teachers, and the other is a developmental course for kids struggling with the subject.
Oftentimes, students that don't have a very strong math background, mathematics is just a complete mystery, and I love the fact that you can see how the numbers appear concretely.
The two Mexican professors Stefan met at the workshop were in Phoenix on a mission to spread knowledge of the nepowaltzintzin, which was lost until the 1950s. Sara Rocio Ruiz Galicia and Carlos Carrillo Suarez have been studying this tool for about a decade.
No solamente es para aprender matemáticas.
It's not just for learning math. It develops reasoning, it develops spirit.
This is because a nepowaltzintzin also reflects the human body, the duality of life, and our heliocentric solar system. Ruiz says it has a historical and philosophical basis.
¿Cómo veían los antiguos?
How the ancients saw the world and the universe.
But is this gadget that Mesoamericans actually wore on their wrist more of a calculator than a computer? Carrillo seems to compromise. First, he calls the nepowaltzintzin a scientific calculator because it does square roots, conversions, and algebra.
¿Tú te das cuenta esto no tiene pilas?
You notice that it doesn't have batteries, that it's inert, because what's really working is the computer you have in your brain.
The human ability to compute is part of Laurita Moore's reason for calling the nepowaltzintzin a computer. The other is the connection to astronomy.
Early peoples were much more knowledgeable about early astronomy than we are because that was their smartphone, that was their television, that's what they looked at all the time.
Moore teaches about the nepowaltzintzin in a history unit of her Computer Information Systems course at South Mountain Community College. She found it while researching the abacus, which she says has a limited function compared to a nepowaltzintzin.
It's probably the most elaborate system of math manipulatives that I know of that I've ever encountered.
That students can see the math they do on a nepowaltzintzin instead of having to memorize is a key reason why Sharon Stefan wants it in classrooms. By the end of the first workshop, she was helping translate the professor's words to the audience.
So the original equation was 2x plus 2 is equal to
Stefan says she quickly felt a personal connection to the nepowaltzintzin. Her parents came here from Guatemala. Some of her roots are Mayan.
For some of the local teachers, they have students that look like me, have the same background as I do.
Latinos and Native Americans together make up roughly half of Arizona's K-12 population. Stefan thinks the nepowaltzintzin can be a historical bridge to their ancestors who did major work in math and science.
To give kids that idea that this is part of their heritage, like the math runs in their blood, I think is fantastic.
Nepowaltzintzins could go into classrooms pretty quickly, Stefan says, but having enough to go around and setting up a supply chain are major hurdles. Moore says the counting tools are handmade in Mexico, at least for now. She hopes 3D printing can be a way to change that. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.